everyone, and welcome to our 12 Days of Christmas. Today is the first day of Christmas, and today is our special guest person, Bonnie Calhoun. Bonnie is the editor of Christian Fiction Online Magazine, and she is also a new author of a book called Cooking the Books that is due out early next year. Welcome to the show, Bonnie. How are you today?
I'm fabulous. I love this season. How are you?
I'm doing good. I love this season, too. It's a time of year that everyone comes together. They get the spirit, and I wish it would last all year long.
Isn't that the truth?
Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. And Bonnie, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I am old. No, I'm an author. I'm a publisher. I am a conference director. By conference, I mean like the type that you would use for a blog tour. Everything that that you put together to create a blog tour, like the talking points and the literature and the code and the people. And so that's a little bit like herding cats. So that's why I call it a conference director.
Okay, well, that's like you do a lot. Now, you and I have been friends for, two or three years now, right?
Almost three, yes.
And you are just about as busy, if not busier than I am, because on top of all that you do, you also attend and you do, am I correct in saying that you teach workshops at a lot of conferences around the United States?
Actually, yes, I do. And I'm also the appointment coordinator for two of our larger Christian fiction conferences, the Colorado Christian Writers Conference and the Greater Philadelphia Christian Writers Conference. So, and I'm teaching at approximately six conferences a year now that I teach either social media like Facebook, Twitter, and blogging, or I'm teaching marketing or PR. A couple of them I've taught actual writing classes. My favorite parts to teach in writing classes are dialogue. Dialogue is my specialty.
Okay, that sounds exciting. So you are completely busy. Are you retired?
Actually, I am because I am presently collecting my pension from the original place that I worked. But retirement is all in your mind. It depends on whether you can allow your mind to retire, and I can't do that. So I will probably never physically be retired.
And I totally understand that because you do a lot, and that's going to bring me into my next question. Just alone with your conferences, with your writing, with your publishing, and all the roles that you play, you also are the creator and editor of Christian Fiction Online Magazine. Can you tell us a little bit about that magazine?
The magazine came about as an extra advertising medium for the blog tours that I do, because I own and direct the Christian Fiction Blog Alliance. That is where I call myself, quote, the conference director for putting together blog tours. And the magazine was an additional venue for all of the tours that I do, for them to get extra promotion, you know, extra face time with the public, for the authors to have an opportunity to write articles, and just in general to give the tours more exposure. So that was the actual reasoning behind creating the magazine, and then it took on a life of its own.
If you haven't gone to Bonnie's website, or actually the Christian Fiction Online website, the address of that is going to be ChristianFictionOnlineMagazine.com. And Bonnie does such an excellent job. You have to visit the site. And also, I happen to be one of the columnists for the magazine, so I had to throw that plug in there. But Bonnie
on
does
the Buzz tab. She's the publicity column, so be sure to catch her column every month because she gives out dynamite advice, and this is probably one of the fewer places that you're going to get somebody this knowledgeable for free.
For free, and the magazine is for free. And Bonnie does a great job with the magazine. I'm shocked that she doesn't charge anything from it, but it has a lot of valuable information, a lot of columns, a lot of topics and so on, including the blog tours and so on. So I encourage everyone to please visit that, ChristianFictionOnlineMagazine.com, and send Bonnie some notes and let her know what you think about the magazine. She'd love to hear from you.
Sure, now, and we also accept short stories.
Oh, okay. You hear that, people. You authors who are trying to get published or trying to break into the business, get your short story to Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Bonnie, I reviewed your book. I liked your book. It was great
for
your first novel. It had me laughing, and it had me thinking I knew who did what and why they did it, and I was completely wrong. And it's a mystery
good.
Novel.
I like that.
Yeah. It's a mystery novel. Can you tell us more about Cooking the Books, how it came about, and a little bit more about the book?
Well, my character, Sloane Templeton, is a frustrated computer forensics expert. She's not really an expert in her field, and most women will identify with this. She has one thing that she really wanted to do, but then she started doing it, and she decided, I'm not so good at that. So she tries something else, and as we go down the road, she winds up owning her mother's bookstore because her mother passes away, and she doesn't really want to own the bookstore. She doesn't really want to be a book person, but she doesn't want to give up her home. And the building that the bookstore is in, her mother owned that building, so now she owns it, and this is where she was raised, above the store. So she doesn't want to own the store, but she still doesn't want to give up her home. So there's some conflicts going in there. And then she's made bad choices with men.
Mm-hmm.
Women can all identify with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so now she's found one that she thinks is the pièce de résistance, that this is just going to be the man of her life. And she's got one of the previous men in her life deciding that this new boyfriend isn't going to happen. So we've got all these different, and then she has an aunt. Her aunt is now her charge, and by that I mean this is her mother's younger sister, and mom always had to watch out for the aunt, and so now this is also Sloane's job. The aunt fancies herself as an iron chef, when in reality you need a cast iron stomach to partake of her culinary disasters. Now, her husband, Bert, died a year ago of food poisoning, but they're really sure that it wasn't her food that killed him. So there's a whole cast of zany characters, and then there's a whole lot of really heavy suspense and action going on in it. The reason I mixed the two was because to have it just be light and funny is not in my genes.
Okay.
I'm a suspense author. I watch all hard-hitting suspense-type programming.
Okay.
So there has to be heavy stuff in there for me. But in writing all heavy suspense, women readers today don't really get into that a lot because our world in general is heavy enough.
Right.
You know, and they're either looking for romance, you know, something to, like, take them away or something to, like, crack them up and make them forget about the things that they were thinking about that were heavy. So I sort of did a mix of the two.
Right.
And I'm trying to be the next Janet Ivanovich. That's what I'm actually doing.
Well, you're well on your way because it was actually a good book. So, and I can't wait to see. Now, Sloan Templeton is a series, right?
Hopefully, from your lips to God's ears.
Okay.
It depends on how this one does. And, yes, there is definitely, I have probably 10 more storylines all set up and ready to go. All we need is for this book to do well.
Okay, and I trust that this book will do well. So we just have to, when it comes up for sale, which I believe is in April.
Yes.
We just have to.
I would say April 1st or April 2nd. I'm not sure which of those two dates. So my publisher tells me to say April of 2012.
Right, to give you that leeway there.
Yes.
Well, even though I reviewed it, I can't wait for it to come out so I can buy my copy. You hear that, people? Buy the copy. So I can't wait till that comes out. And good luck and congratulations on your first novel.
Thank you.
Now, what do you currently have in the works? What are you working on right now besides getting the book out?
Right now I'm actually working on another novel for Abington Press. They have a new series coming out called Quilts of Love. Now, they are all romance-type books, and each book is centered around a different quilt pattern. This would normally not be my genre. I mean, I run from romance as fast as my little legs will carry me. But there is backstory for my Sloan Templeton series, because Sloan is considered to be a third generation battered woman. In other words, her mother was considered a battered woman. Her grandmother was considered a battered woman. This is going to be the grandmother's story, and it really is going to put, and it's actually a romance, because
okay,
it is really going to put a whole different take on what we today consider a battered woman, because her grandmother fell in love during World War II. Well, this young man that she fell in love with, they had been in love since they were like 12, 13 years old. You know, it's the person you've been with your entire life. And World War II came along, and at that point in time, he was still waiting for her to graduate high school so they could get married. So he went off to the war. Now, when he left, you saw him as the most loving, protective man you'd ever want to meet. This is literally like a dream man. But for the 40s, this was normal for a man to have this kind of love for another woman. But when he goes off to World War II, you must realize that during World War II, black people were basically segregated. And he winds up on New Caledonia. What I did in this story is I use a lot of my own father's actual, if I want to call them, adventures
mm-hmm.
on New Caledonia. The African-American soldier story on New Caledonia, and how this man comes back from war totally changed.
Wow.
And back in those days, we didn't have anything like psychiatrists for PTSD and things like that. In those days, it was like, men don't cry, suck it up, and you'll get over it. You know, or just don't
right.
talk about it, and you'll get over it. So
right.
he comes back having PTSD episodes, like after they get married, he wakes up in the night, and he's screaming and flailing, and she's winding up getting black eyes like this.
Wow.
And well, you know, somebody's screaming and flailing in their sleep. You know, you're laying there sound asleep. The first thing you do is get hit. you know.
Right.
So when they would be in public, then it's like, she's got a black eye. Why does she got a black eye? Well, you know, in them days, if it was in the family, it stayed in the family.
Right.
So they're not talking about it. They're talking about it together with each other, but they're not talking about it in public. So all people are seeing in public is, oh, look at her. She got beat again. Look at, she got a black eye, or look, she's got a bruise on her leg, or, you know. So these kind of things, in the story, he is trying to tell her to leave him, that he is damaged goods. And she is like, this is not your fault. I love you. So like I said, this is a real love story, but literally, Grandma is going to be the first battered woman in this family.
Wow, that sounds exciting as far as anticipation. Makes me curious, and I look forward to reading that. When is that one coming out, do you know?
That one won't be for another year. That won't be till 2013. And the quilt pattern that I am using is the pine cone quilt, which is historically the African-American quilt pattern. We did have one in our family, but it was lost in the 1970s in the Agnes floods from the hurricane in Scranton.
Okay.
So I am recreating the quilt to go along with that.
Wow.
But like I said, it's a pure romance, so it wouldn't fit in the genre that I am trying to write today of snark and suspense. So this was a perfect vehicle to get that backstory out there.
Great. Well, that's good to hear, and I wish you luck on that project as well.
Thank
you. And Bonnie, thank you for joining us. Can you tell your audience here how they can reach you?
They can reach me through my website, which is BonnieSCalhoun.com, BonnieSCalhoun. And there is a contact link on there. Or I am on Facebook, BS Calhoun. Or I have a page on Facebook. It's Bonnie S. Calhoun, Snark and Suspense.
Okay, well, great, Bonnie. I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today. I look forward to both books and your published date, and I look forward to hearing more from you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and I want to wish your whole audience a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Bonnie.
You're welcome.